Our friend Pete Hegseth had to spend some quality time, 3.5 hours, this past Tuesday with the Senate Appropriations Committee, trying to explain why the Trump administration is asking for $87.6 billion in supplemental funding, including $67 billion specifically for the war in Iran. Now, there was something that did come out as a revelation. Hegseth revealed that so far the Iran war has cost us $37.5 billion. Remember last time I shared with you how Jay Clayton in his Senate confirmation hearing for DNI director had trouble dealing with a simple yes or no question? Well, maybe that proved to Trump that he's just perfectly qualified, considering how Hegseth basically has the same problem. Check out this exchange from this past week between our friend Petey and Senator John Ossoff.
Mr. Hegseth, you're requesting roughly $68 billion for the department through the supplemental, correct?
67, yes.
And yesterday, your department stated publicly, quote, U.S. forces struck Iranian military command centers, maritime capabilities, missile and drone launch sites, and air defense systems to degrade Iran's ability to continue attacking commercial vessels. That was a press release from your department. Is that a broadly accurate characterization of ongoing operations?
That sounds broadly accurate, yes.
On day 14 of this conflict, Mr. Secretary, day 14, nearly 5 months ago, you stated that Iran's military had been, quote, destroyed and, quote, made combat ineffective. That was on day 14 of the war. Was that an accurate statement?
They didn't have a navy any longer. It was completely sunk. Their missiles were buried underneath a lot of their underground facilities, and their defense industrial base has been almost completely destroyed. So as far as a military assessment of Iran's capabilities, it didn't mean by any stretch of the imagination absolute zero, but their capabilities
are at
the lowest level they've been in a very long time.
Mr. Secretary, you stated that on day 14 of this conflict, in the second week of the conflict, you stated that Iran's military had been, quote, destroyed and, quote, made combat ineffective. Was that an accurate statement? Yes or no?
Iran's ability to challenge the United States of America at the level at which we're capable of.
That's not what I asked you, Mr. Secretary. You said on day 14, Iran's military had been, quote, destroyed and, quote, made combat ineffective. Yes or no? Was that an accurate statement?
What the American military has done to
the
Iranian military is a historic military
defeat,
and they're ineffective in that context.
3 weeks later, you declared victory. That was now nearly 4 months ago. 3 weeks after you'd already said Iran's military was destroyed and combat ineffective, you said, quote, Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory. You said Iran's military had been rendered, quote, combat ineffective for years to come. And you stated we had, quote, achieved every single objective. Were those accurate statements?
It certainly was, on behalf of the men and women in uniform, a historic military victory over Iran.
Had Iran's military been rendered, quote, combat ineffective for years to come? That was a statement that you made 4 months ago.
They had 160 naval vessels.
You need to answer
the
questions, Mr. Secretary.
Their Air Force is completely combat ineffective, and they don't have a defense industrial base.
Excuse me, Mr. Secretary.
So describe to me a country that doesn't have an Air Force, a Navy, or a defense industrial base, and I will describe to you a country that does not have an effective military. It can lob missiles.
Mr. Secretary, you stated 4 months ago that Iran's military had been rendered, quote, combat ineffective for years to come. Has Iran's military been, for the last 4 months, combat ineffective?
It's been set back not just years, but likely decades.
You stated we had, quote,
at the level it did before, not even close. It doesn't mean it doesn't have capabilities.
Mr. Secretary, you stated we had, quote, achieved every single objective. Was that an accurate statement 4 months ago?
The main objective of this was to ensure that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. Their main sites were obliterated. We're watching over them, and we're holding them at issue. If they don't give them up at the table, there's other ways we can take
early
them away.
In the conflict
Iran
on
will never
day
have
three,
a nuclear
Mr.
weapon.
Mr. Secretary, early in the conflict, day three, you said one of those core objectives was to, quote, destroy the missile threat, and as you restated on day five, to, quote, obliterate Iran's missiles and drones. Those were clearly and repeatedly stated core objectives of the campaign, which 4 months ago you declared had been completed victoriously with every single objective achieved. Were those objectives achieved 4 months ago?
No one ever stated that every single missile was gone. Ultimately, combat ineffective means they're not able to dig them out of their UGFs and shoot
had
at
the
us.
Missile threat
it doesn't mean they don't have underground facilities
ago.
Where they put missiles in them and hold on to them because they're the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism. So we never expected they would stop having capabilities to shoot. The question is, at scale against an opponent like the United States of America, which went toe-to-toe with them in Iran, couldn't.
You stated on March 8th, day 9 of the war, on 60 Minutes, you assured the American people of Iranian surrender. Does that remain your prediction?
Ultimately, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon to threaten the United States of America. That has been the objective, and it remains so.
So just to review, you will not answer whether your statement made on the 14th day of the war that Iran's military had been, quote, destroyed and made combat ineffective was a truthful statement to the American people as you sit here and ask for tens of billions more for the conflict.
The senator's time has expired.
A historic and effective military campaign against the largest state sponsor of terrorism.
Won't answer the question.
Senator Peters.